Hi, judges. Hi.
Hello.
We've come to sing a song, and we're musicians.
I'm Paul.
And I'm Claire.
And we're Randless.
Randless.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're the Randlers for the
Randlers for Randley Booth. For Randley
Booth. Anyway, we're a bit nervous. That's why
we've been performing together for a few years, and people tell us how talented we are.
Yeah, they do. And so, we're quite, you know, because we're both visually impaired, we think we've got a bit of a story.
And we're both blind.
We've both got a bit of a story. Yeah, I know, Sharon, I know you've heard it all before, but you haven't heard my story.
Yeah.
So let's assume, it's all bad.
Cool.
And we spoke to Paul, and Paul has had a very bad start in life. Oh, yeah, it was really quite bad. Lots of bad things happened to me, and I lost my sight, and I'm just trying to make good. And I met Claire a few years ago, and we think that we've got something to offer.
I'm Claire, and I grew up in Africa, and it was a lonely existence in the desert.
In a mine.
And I used to go out into the desert and sing when nobody else could hear me until I was discovered.
People used to say, apparently, to her that she sounded like one of the hyenas.
No, they didn't. They told me I had wonderful talent.
Oh, but then...
Now we have wonderful talent. We've been told we have wonderful talent.
Back in the room.
Yeah. So should we sing for you now, then?
Sounds like, yeah, they said, yeah.
Okay.
Sorry. What are we going to do? We're going to do that song, are we?
Yeah. Okay. It's amazing how you can speak right to my heart.
Right to your heart.
Without saying a word, you can light up the dark.
Ooh, light up the dark.
Try as they may, they can never define what's been said between your heart and mine. The smile on your face lets me know that you need me. There's a truth in your eyes saying you'll never leave me. The touch of your hand says you'll catch me wherever I fall.
A big one, here it goes. Love you.
You say it best when you say nothing at all.
I think Simon wants us to stop.
What's that you say, Simon? It's a no.
What about you, Sharon? Please.
No, please, Sharon, please.
I know we can do better than this, Sharon. We've
got real talent. Everybody's believed in us.
We've done an album and everything.
No.
What about you, Louis?
No, okay.
We left it. No, we didn't own the stage.
Oh.
Are we not getting through then?
No.
Well, damn it, we're not going through.
Right, so back to reality.
Okay. Sorry.
Yeah, I can sing, honest.
Yeah, we can.
Well, you can. On a serious note,
yeah,
I was watching X Factor, and I've also been listening recently to varying videos and postings and things that seem to be doing the rounds on social media, not necessarily from my own circle, but just in general, of people and who do singing and performing and stuff. And it always strikes me that, you know, there are these bands of followers that sit there going, you're so great, and people that go on X Factor and talent shows and things like that. And people go, you're so talented and you're so fantastic. You should just go out and get it, you know, go for it. Yeah. And then they get hauled up on these talent shows like X Factor and the like. And I'm not going to, you know, I'm not going to lie and say X Factor isn't all fixed, because it is, and it's just all a bit rubbish. But you do question why it is people... There's a difference, in my view, between believing in someone because you think they're genuinely great and being so desperate to be the one to tell them to go out and reach their dreams that you don't care how hurt they're going to get in the process. Yeah. That, for me, is the key.
I think it's easy to concentrate on X Factor, really.
Yeah, no, it is. I'm just saying in general,
because it builds up people's expectations, and we have it all the time at work with students say, oh yeah, I want to be famous, and you say, yeah, but maybe you should do this course in, just in case
yeah.
it doesn't happen.
Yeah.
And you're having to realign their expectations. And
now I'm a coach, and so for me, it's yeah. very much about people should go after what they want. But also there is an element of sometimes things aren't going to work out the way you plan them because of, for various reasons. You know, it's all very well for, you know, for me saying, and you may believe in yourself, but there are going to be setbacks along the way. And the truth of it is, if you don't have a singing talent, there is no point saying to somebody, you know, go out and make a record deal. Because unless you are in the market for becoming the laughing stock of the X Factor stage, I just don't see why anybody would encourage people to do that. I just don't. It just strikes yeah. me as you know.
So what would you say? Thing. I mean, okay, let's just quickly get past the X Factor thing. Because, I mean, for me, it's getting to the point where X Factor almost getting
people yeah, along
with learning
difficulties
and stuff. And it's just, it's not. It's
uncomfortable viewing.
Yeah, uncomfortable
yeah.
viewing. But what would you say then as a coach, and this is your little kind of thing to not, you know, just take the opportunity to say a few things about the difference between people's over-expectations versus that thing we talk about where people talk about managing expectations, which I think is very negative. That's a very negative way of, I'm going to help you manage your expectations. What do you do in terms of you're a bit more realistic, but how does that look then? If someone's really convinced they can do something and everyone now says, oh, you can do this if you just try and...
Yeah, and you anything know, you want, you can
reach
do.
For the stars and at least you'll get as high as a telegraph pole. If you don't reach as high as a telegraph pole, then you will never get off the ground and all that.
I think people should aspire. Happens? I think people should aspire.
How would you help them to manage
to what they
those
want.
Expectations then?
But I think...
In a good way.
Okay, in a good way, I think people should aspire to what they want. But you also need to listen to the people who know what they're talking about. And so it's very well to say, I aspire to be a pop star. It's all I've ever dreamed of. Yeah. And actually, I don't want to just be a waitress or yeah. just be working in a shop. And actually, you know, somebody has to work in those shops. Those yeah. aren't, you know. so I think it's fine to aspire. But I think as long as you're aware that you are going to come across critics along the way, and you can downplay those criticisms if you genuinely believe that you have what it takes. But you also have to be realistic in terms of realistically is that going to happen for you? Because I think the problem is that if we just tell people that it doesn't matter what you want, you can go out and get it, then you're setting people up for almost more. Sometimes more negativity than they came to you with.
Yeah.
You know, if somebody is tone deaf as me, says, I can do this, you know, that kind of thing. Mm. And I don't, you know, and it doesn't matter, you know, and I know I have the talent and I've got what it takes to be the next greatest thing. I mean, they had a lad on X Factor last night and he'd been in Les Miserables. And I've honestly no idea how. You know, because he came onto the stage and actually when they gave him the criticisms, he said, oh, yeah, I've heard that from a lot of other people before, you know, and he's just ignored them. And if you're getting the same criticisms, then you need to look at them and say, oh, OK, where is that coming from? And it doesn't mean, you know, if you enjoy music and you want to sing, then go and enjoy music and sing to your heart's content. But sometimes the dream isn't going to happen. And that sounds a bit negative coming from a coach, but the reality is that success is often littered with failure. in terms of that, you know, if you're looking for a job, for example, then you're going to get a lot of setbacks
yeah,
along the way.
And I think think of people who, whilst they haven't gained that notoriety they might have wanted, as in they have made nevertheless a career out of something, and I think that's pretty cool. And I think that is about managing expectation and saying, okay, I'm not going to be, for whatever reason, you know, they might have had a look at a real contract and thought, oh, this looks a bit scary,
yeah.
so I won't do it. Or they might have, something has happened and clicked within them that says, actually, I'm still following the thing that I want to do, but I'm not doing it in quite the extreme way that the likes of X Factor portray that we have to. It's either that or nothing, you know, I think.
My audition for X Factor Oh, God, how many years ago? Years. Nathan was about 4, so it must have been about 10 years ago, 9 years ago. And I did it for a laugh, really, more of a to prove that I could do it. As in, I had no, you know, I just wanted to see. And I've auditioned for The Voice as well.
Yeah.
And I didn't get through. And I think on X Factor. I think on X Factor, if I'm honest, I wasn't good enough to be the X Factor. But I'm not under any illusions on that score. I wasn't good enough to be the X Factor, but I wasn't bad enough to be make for good TV fodder either.
Yeah.
And I probably wasn't good enough. I probably didn't come across as pathetic enough to make a good sub story.
Yeah, okay, well,
I was going to sing you out, but now you can...
We shall go then for now, and that's been our rambly-boo for the 4th of September.
Bye.
Bye for now.